This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossover. Cross him up and sit him down.
Time for the crossover, powered by Every Level Concrete Repair in Omaha.
Hang on. You're telling me that Ian Rappaport got duped?
He got hoodwinked. He got bamboozled. Led amok. Read astray. Run amok. That's what they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I've never been able to get that rap down.
I wouldn't call it a rap.
Well, no, rap. Not.
I don't think Malcolm was quite the rap. DJ Malcolm.
No, I'm not saying
DJ
rap
Malcolm Little.
Rap music. Just, I'm using rap as just his. Just
the cadence. The cadence.
I'm just using the word rap the cadence.
The funny part is it's multiple speeches and they put it together to make that.
Hoodwink.
That's not a real speech.
Bamboozle.
It's a speech from the movie.
Led astray.
Run amok.
Run amok.
That's what they do. And it is true. That's what you people do. Anyway, go ahead.
Definitely. Hi, Michael.
Hello,
it's
Connor.
Michael
with the
E.
All right, we found out another thing that Michael has muted during the break. He actually muted this from his brain.
Yes.
It's called Pawn Stars.
I've never seen it.
He's never even
heard of it. No.
Wow.
I do like, you know, the Sauls people. They're nice people. They donate a lot and they're very good people.
Yeah. No,
locally here.
Yeah, there's a pawn shop in Las Vegas, and it was just about people would bring in their random junk.
Nice.
And, of course, like every other reality show, there was stuff that was staged.
I did watch one reality show. My wife and I watched the Storage Wars. We watched Storage Wars together for about...
Same idea.
But then I felt good because it was all faked. So it really wasn't reality. It was all faked.
Same idea.
We watched that together probably 3-4 years in a row.
The bit with Pawn Stars, though, is the people would come in and they would, you know, offer their stuff. They're like, I have the only whatever Kobe Bryant rookie card, whatever, on the planet, whatever it is. And it's like, okay, I think it's worth $10,000. And then they'll have an appraiser come in.
Right.
And he'll say, actually, it might be worth like $20,000.
Whoa.
And then Rick Harrison would be like, okay, cool.
We'll offer you $11,500.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. He'll just completely lowball him.
Yeah.
He'll go, the best I could do is $7,500. That's what
he's
saying.
All I have in the shop.
Every time I got. And he always goes, you got to understand that, you know, it costs money for me to have this thing. You got to understand I got to sell this thing. He'll give him all these excuses.
Why wouldn't you just sell stuff online?
Great question.
Exactly.
They would go. Yeah, that's what
eBay was created for.
Precisely.
And eBay causes auctions to happen.
Correct.
So you get the bidding going as opposed to just having one guy in front of you.
Yeah. Who will only offer you a little amount of money, apparently.
Okay,
My dad was fascinated by the show because, you know, he's into old coins and things. And the guy that they come in that is their coin appraiser, the guy with the really big beard, he met him once at a coin show in Las Vegas.
That's awesome.
Nice. And had his, you know, he had his mark out moment where he's like, oh, man, this is the guy from the Pawn Stars. I'm like, okay, cool.
I met a guy who knows your dad, said your dad's cool. So every time I meet somebody from Fremont, what are you like? Do you know John Bishop?
John Bishop?
Right? And he goes, no, I know John's dad.
Nice.
So we used to hang out together. And I was like, oh, okay. Now I have no memory. I have no memory of where I met this guy or when I met this guy. I just remember the story.
Nice.
Like it might have been at the gala that I met this guy.
Right.
It might have been at a dinner.
Right.
I don't remember any idea. I have no idea when it was, but the guy told me that.
I wonder what kind of trouble young John Bishop's dad and his friends used
to have. No, it was a business thing. Like, what'd your dad do for a living?
Well, he's a coin dealer now.
Okay.
He's retired.
What did he do before that?
Well, he worked at Hormel's.
I think he worked with your dad.
He probably did.
And to the point where they hung out together. They were cool.
Huh.
And then he mentioned the coin thing. That's what made me think of it when you said the coin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so the freakiest thing, I remember this, has happened when I was in high school. And I was working at the truck stop, Sapp Brothers, there in Fremont. And I'm working the counter. And this truck driver comes in.
And he was black and you put him out. No? Okay, go ahead. Keep going with the story.
The under hits.
Is that the under?
Oh, it's not even two.
Well, different under.
Pretty good.
Different under.
I feel pretty good.
He nice. Looks at, you know, he's interacting his business.
Right.
And he looks at me and he says, "You're a bishop."
Oh.
And I'm like, excuse me?
I'm not clergy at all.
He said, "Yeah, you're Ed Bishop's kid. I can tell because of your nose."
Oh.
The bishop
I
nose.
Never thought your nose was that different than any regular nose.
Well, no, but he looked like my dad's nose.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I mean, you have a pretty standard looking nose.
But he said,
"It's your dad's nose."
I was freaked out.
You guys have pretty standard noses.
People say that stuff. They say that about, because me and my dad don't really look alike.
Yeah.
But they say that we have the same nose.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what my nose looks like. I don't know what my dad's nose looks like. Do people have a log of noses that they've seen in their heads?
I spent the whole next week after that just staring at my dad's nose.
It's like, does that nose look like my nose?
There is a thing called the grim nose, where it's my grandpa has it, my dad has it, my uncles have it.
You got grim nose?
I got grim nose. Huh. My cousin, she has it.
So it's funny because it's not one of the genetic markers, right? We all have these genetic markers. You know, you got the widow's peak, you got detached earlobe, you got hitchhiker's thumb, you got eight distinct ones, and the nose is not one of them.
So it should be.
I wonder why.
I don't know. This dude just said it, and it freaked me out for the rest of the night.
All right.
So maybe there's so many. Nose. Maybe there's
at least you know you're not, you know, somebody else's kid.
That's true.
That's a good thing.
That's
positive.
Helpful. Yeah.
See, I'm adopted, and my mom's, my dad, they all of that family, the Johnsons, all have the same nose. It's like a wide nose, got the thing over here, and there you can just tell, like, that's the Johnson nose.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Noses, kids.
But they're not, you know, I mean, they're different than you guys' noses. They're not the same as you guys'. No way.
What do you mean by us guys?
Like, you guys all
what
have
do you
pretty,
mean? You guys.
Pretty, you have pretty standard
white
width
people
noses. Yeah. I mean, but ours,
go ahead.
Their noses
it.
Are pretty wide.
He's talking about the ginger nose.
The ginger nose. I don't know.
The ginger
nose, your soul.
How dare you, Nick?
That's ginger racist. Only he can get away with
ginger
that.
Racism. I went to see comedian last night.
Nikki Glaser.
And she said that you only can make jokes about things if you have a relationship with it. So she spent a long time on rape, but she's like, I was never raped, so I can't tell the joke, although I do tell the joke. She said, because I don't have anybody in my family who is special needs, I can't do the R word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She goes, we need to bring the R word back. She did 10 minutes on the R word and why we need to bring the R word back. And at the end of it, she goes, you know, I don't have a kid. I don't have anybody in my family who's the R word. Although 2-year-old nephew's not talking yet, so there's hope. And
oh,
it's a great punchline at the end, right? But it made me think, it's like, is that true? It's like the anti-dentite thing. Like, the guy becomes Jewish, we can tell Jewish jokes.
Well, isn't that Shane Gillis's bit?
Does he do that too?
He actually does it because he claims he has someone in his family that is the R word.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
That's like part of his deal. Yeah.
Yes, that's it. You're still hurting people who are the R word, even if they know that you are someone that has someone in your family that is
he
the
does
R-word.
It pretty well.
Is he funny? Because I've seen his TikTok jokes, you know, the short little things you see go by.
Those aren't
overly funny. I need longer ones, right? I need more.
Yeah, he was good. He did SNL.
I remember that when he did SNL. He did have a couple good. He lost it in one of the skits.
Definitely.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yes.
Yeah,
he was pretty good on SNL.
Yeah, I saw that. He did. He got kicked off SNL, right?
He got kicked off SNL.
For doing the R word thing?
Maybe? I don't know why. Oh. I think it was just like he was kind of a piece of crap.
Oh, okay.
Like he just didn't show up.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What do you think about the idea of, I've thought about this.
Uh-oh.
Can we bring back that word if we only use it for people who intentionally are idiots?
That's what she said.
Yeah.
She said that we don't call people who are like that word anymore.
Yes.
So the only person we're identifying with that word are people who are bad on purpose.
Yes.
So that's what she was saying.
And they do it on purpose.
Yeah, she was saying that. Yeah.
And there's one person in particular I'd like to use that with.
John?
John who?
Bishop. Who would you use it for?
Wow.
I didn't know who you were going with.
I was going to talk about myself.
I didn't know who you were going with. Third person? I don't know. Maybe you're like Malik Nabors. I don't know what's going on. What are you doing? Who is it? Is it him? Because if it's him, I'm with you.
He's not making eye contact.
No. Wow. So, someone who... Because
he intentionally does it.
No.
He says stuff on your show.
He does.
Intentionally for me to be in the kitchen and throw a knife at the little board I have with his picture on it.
Okay, this person says
that
things
picture?
That intentionally sets people
it's got
off.
Holes in it.
But he's much more famous.
Much more famous?
And
than
he
that?
Might be running for president.
Oh, yeah. That's intentional. Yeah. That's not actually his fault. He's got no control.
He has no control.
No, he has no control. He has zero control.
Sometimes Nick doesn't have any control either. Nick actually thought that he could eat that hot dog in 10
that
seconds.
Was,
I could do it.
That was one of the greatest things to ever happen in history on Sportsmanlike Conduct.
Yeah.
And a lot of great things have happened. That's up there. It's in the top five.
He knows.
Because the first 5 seconds, when you realize the error of your ways. Like, I've seen that look before. Uh-huh. It usually involved like a shark or a bear. But I've seen that look before. I have. And it's a very identifiable look.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the look of, oh.
Oh,
no.
I've bitten off more than I can chew.
I think sometimes we all need our own hot dog to humble us.
I was really laughing when you were talking about it on the radio. I was like, I've done hot dog eating contests. I've done cannoli, hot dog. God forbid the Runza one I did, which was a disaster. So I've done them. I know you just, if you're not used to it, you just can't do it.
No.
You just can't do it. And I eat like a pig.
You were in a cannoli eating contest?
I was, yes.
Oh.
Down at Santa Lucia.
Oh,
lost to Matt Verzal, like barely.
How
I was still chewing mine, and he finished his.
How many cannolis?
I ate 9 of them, and he was classified with 10.
And how many?
We were killing it.
How many?
Oh, it was like 2 minutes.
Oh my God!
We were rolling.
That sounds horrifying.
Things, yeah, and those things are like sweet.
Yeah, they're sweet and dense
and very dense.
Yeah,
very
we were killing them. Yeah, the Runza one was I had never had a Runza, so this goes way back. Brandy Peterson, this is before Brandy was even full time on TV, said. She's there, she's interning, and she's like, hey, there's this contest for Runza. I've done like an eating contest. I'm like, oh, cool, I'll do that. I thought by looking at it that it was a Jamaican meat pie, which I love more than anything in the world. I love Jamaican meat pies.
So you didn't even know what a Runza was.
Didn't know what it was. Yeah. And the first one, I started going, and I was like, wait a minute. And I had that look. I had that look.
That's not a Jamaican meat pie.
I had a look that he had, and I was like, holy, what happened to me just now?
Poll question. Have you ever thought a Runza was a Jamaican meat pie?
Well, if you just look at it, especially if you're talking about the ones that you see on the streets of New York City, not the ones like, there's a place on 78th and Blondo, that Caribbean joint.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That place, that has, and they are darker. The ones you find on the street corners.
I don't
corners,
think I've ever seen a Jamaican meat
like,
pie. I don't even know what that is.
No, I
they call them just meat pies in general.
Yeah.
But when I was growing up in the 70s, they were all run by the Jamaicans. This is before the Koreans
but
took
it's
over.
In, it's
got
in
kicked
like
out.
Dough.
The Vietnamese came along. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was
are they
Jamaican
also called
time.
Jamaican patties?
They can be called. Let me see what it looks like. Yep, that's one.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Delicious. Go. So good. It's a ground beef pork mixture inside that's really
like
spicy.
An empanada.
It is a little bit like that. Yeah,
okay.
Very much so. But not. But lighter. Than the ones that you'll see now at some of the stores.
Ooh,
but
I
thought it was like a Runza.
I could eat one of those.
Have you been to the Venezuelan place?
No.
Oh, the Venezuelan place. Oh.
I need to get the Venezuelan empanadas.
So good.
So
good.
I've had Venezuelan empanadas, not specifically that one, but yeah.
You been to Philly before ever? You been to Philly?
Yeah, I have been to Philly.
Do you know where New City is?
I went to a ball game there once, but not much else.
Did you see, you ever watch the show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
That's a real bar in New City.
Yes.
And they have lobster, open face empanadas.
Okay. That's like my
it's
favorite
one of the
things.
Greatest things. I remember eating it, thinking, looking around going, this is incredible. This is
yeah, because every time
now.
A lobster thing happens at Block 16.
Me and you, lobster people. Yeah.
Now, we got to revisit this.
Oh, we're going back
you,
to.
You thought,
I can eat another donut.
You thought that something from Nebraska named Runza was a Jamaican meat
I
pie.
I thought it was a meat pie. Uh-huh. Someone told me it was a meat pie.
Well, it
so
is.
So in my brain, I automatically said,
it is not a pie.
The one I knew.
Okay, but
anything folded over in dough is a pie.
It's a stuffed
pie.
Breadstick.
Okay, enough.
Okay, it's not even close to being a breadstick.
But it's called.
It's not close to being a breadstick.
It's in Nebraska.
What? But it's not.
It's called Runza.
I heard it was a German. It was described to me as a German meat pie. And so I figured, you know, everybody's got donuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's got a certain kind of bread. Every single culture has this fried or baked thing.
So you were told it was a German meat pie.
I assumed it was a very similar to a Jamaican meat pie with probably less seasoning. I didn't think it was going to be as spicy. I did not expect cabbage.
Spicy?
The cabbage surprised me. If somebody would have said to me that it was a stuffed cabbage roll, I would have been okay.
Yeah.
I would have
known.
Cabbage roll. Yeah. I would have known what it was. But they didn't say that. It says a meat pie.
It'd be very surprising if you didn't
it was
know
surprising.
What it was.
It rocked my world.
Right, but if it was described to you as like a German meat pie, it wouldn't surprise me if there would be crowded.
No, but I don't think Michael got that intel.
I didn't think of
didn't
it that way.
That
and I have, and I, you know, I lived up in Westchester, Pennsylvania for a little while when my dad was moving around. Lived in Westchester, Pennsylvania. A lot of Germans there. A lot of Germans, a lot of Steeler fans, right?
Yep.
And so I had a lot of stuffed cabbage and cabbage rolls and all that stuff. But it was never described to me as a meat pie because most times there wasn't a lot of meat in those things. Anyway, I don't know. I didn't win. Just so if in case you're wondering, I did not win that particular contest.
I wouldn't imagine that you would have.
I wouldn't have won.
Have you ever won an eating contest?
Yeah, I've won a, I won an ice cream eating contest once.
Okay.
I won a wing eating contest. I dominated. You ever see me eat a wing?
And
the rule was, I don't want to sound racist, but you got to eat it like a brother. You can't leave meat all over it like y'all do. So I ate.
Hold on.
I'm 54 years.
Is this a thing that white people are known for?
Yes.
Eating meat on the bone of a chicken wing?
Ask Stacy. This is a common. There's a list. I'll pull up the list. Have you ever seen a list of things white
people
do?
What kind of white people are you guys hanging out with?
I'm just, everyone I, 55 years, just recently, I was at an event, and they had wings, and I walked around going, this is just embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Look at all of this meat on the bone.
I'm embarrassed.
So you had to eat all the meat off the bone.
Yeah.
And I eat all the meat off the bone.
The only people that don't qualify if you grew up in the Depression or you're my father. Because to watch my grandmother,
my mom would crack it open, eat the stuff on the side.
And my father eat chicken on a bone, as now the kids call it.
Yeah.
I mean,
bone in.
Yeah.
The bone's almost gone.
Yeah, that's
but you're right.
My mom's the same
average,
thing. The average person don't. When you go, when you go to an event,
Caucasian does not look
disassemble that thing.
I'm with you, bro.
I'll admit it. I don't finish.
You take
I
the flat and
it.
You push that thing straight down.
Yeah.
Meat comes off of
I always pull it apart at the top.
Push that thing down and it comes off the top.
Does this just apply to wings or does it also apply to ribs and chicken legs?
Any kind of chicken.
Okay.
Anything on a bone.
So a couple weeks ago when you guys had chicken here, I saw some of the bones left in the trash, and there was plenty of meat still left on those bones.
See, that was like a speed situation because I had to eat a whole piece of chicken during a commercial break.
Fair.
That was not a, I need to eat this for enjoyment. It was from the supermercado.
They have good chicken.
Pedro brought that for
They
us.
Have good chicken.
Yeah.
I've not had.
Grocery store chicken here in Nebraska
is good.
Is as good as any of the other chicken. Now that Jack and Mary's is closed and Richie's is closed.
Yep.
Really going to, whether it be even Baker's, the place at 30th and L place. That's a Mercado, too, at 30th and L.
Oh, yeah.
Fried chicken there.
It is.
And the best wings in the city of Omaha, by far, in my opinion, the best breaded wings are the Sapp Brothers out there off of 144th Street.
No kidding.
Now we call it coffee cup or coffee something now. Their spicy breaded wing is incredible.
The ones you get in the gas station or in the restaurant?
Like in the window?
I got an order of 25, so I had to go back to the restaurant and get it because they brought it out in a box.
Then it must be from.
But
the
I've had them. We get them a lot of times for Sundays when people come over to watch Saints.
Yeah.
We get those wings, and they're so good.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Used to have them at Baker's. They don't have them at Baker's anymore.
John goes by there every day.
I do.
Sure, I drove all the way there to then drive all the way to Bennington for a party, for a Final Four party. Drove all the way to get those, and then drove all the way back to Bennington.
Yeah, that's a very far.
I had to do it. I had to do it because they're so good.
Southwest to Northwest Omaha.
When I basically took 144th all the way out to Bennington.
Oh, absolutely.
It's one of the hardest. That's like a 45-minute deal.
Not like Lincoln-wise, though.
No, not getting
across.
It's not
that hard.
No.
Okay. It's not that difficult.
Careful what you say. Jack Mitchell joins us in 35 minutes.
There is nothing like.
Very defensive.
There is nothing like having to drive from one place to another in Lincoln.
It's
incredible.
I know.
I experienced
it
at your house. Remember, we went to an event, and then I had to drive to your house, and it took 50 minutes. We were still in the city of Lincoln.
Yes.
It took us as long to drive from our house to the original party that we were going to than it did from the original party to John's house.
Yes.
That just doesn't make any sense. Mm. Like, physics-wise.
It doesn't.
It shouldn't make sense.
It doesn't.
But it did.
Well, it's all old people who are driving 4 miles an hour. And
well,
the roads
it's not
are
even that. It's just
it's definitely
it's,
some of that.
It's, some of it, but it's mostly
there's
you
a lot
know,
of lights.
The roads terrible
in
the traffic lights.
A lot of lights.
A lot of lights. Unnecessary lights.
It's a town that was never intended to have as many people as it has.
Well, that's because the old guard in Lincoln has been so.
She's not the mayor anymore, old guard, is she?
Oh, yeah. She's long gone.
Okay, I thought so.
We have a much younger mayor.
Oh, congratulations.
You might like her.
Mayor Lyrian.
Merritt Lyrian.
What's her name?
Lyrian Gaylor Baird.
Her first name is Lyrian.
Lyrian.
Is she a mass murderer or something? She's got three names?
It is Crime Town.
What is going on her?
It is Crime Town.
Okay.
It does sound like a
serial killer mayor?
No. She's
props to Lincoln.
That'd be a great cover for a serial killer.
It would be.
There's never been a serial killing mayor as far as we know.
Not that we know.
Well, that was the guy from Philadelphia who bombed his own city.
That's fair.
I would call him a serial killer.
Yeah.
That guy killed a bunch of people.
Yeah. No, we're young, we're hip now.
Okay,
but the
good.
Problem is, old Lincoln did not like growth. They did not want growth at all.
But he did like segregation. New Lincoln, not as much.
Yeah, New Lincoln's a little different, but it's kind of hard to break old habits.
When did old Lincoln and New Lincoln split off?
I don't know.
When did it become
New Lincoln? Well, he was killed in 64, right? I mean, I don't know. 65, right. I was watching a thing the other day on that, too, because he was killed the exact same day that Fort Sumter celebrated the end of the war.
Oh.
So, like, they celebrated into the war. They brought the old general back for the celebration, and that night, Lincoln
he got it.
Yeah, he went to the show.
All because Mary Todd wanted to go to the damn play.
Yeah, always blame it on the women. Why do you blame it on the women?
She's the one that wanted to go. He didn't want to go.
I'm sure he wanted to go.
Did we know that he didn't want to go?
You sure he wanted to go?
I don't think.
I just wish we had Yelp reviews of this play.
Mary Todd? She was nuts.
Is he like me in the Zach Bryan concert tonight? It's like, I kind of want to go, but I wouldn't go on my own accord, but I am now going.
Because you're over 30 and leaving the house is kind of a chore.
It is.
And
it
you don't even have kids to worry about.
Especially downtown.
You had kids to worry about. It'd be I'll give you a code to a garage. You'd be all right.
Oh.
That helps. Thank you.
Yeah.
He was helping with the tornado stuff this week.
He was. He was out.
Why was he here so early?
They were over in Des Moines, I think, and they just
said, let's go.
Yeah. And he's also doing he's doing tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Good for him.
He's good. Isn't he? No, never mind. That's somebody else. Who is he, the one that's friends with Gary?
I have no idea.
One of those country kind of people Gary's really good friends with.
I think you're thinking of Boxcar Willie.
Oh, does he? He said, yeah, he knows like a Chris Stapleton guy or something. Doesn't he?
I don't know.
It's a band, like Zach Brown Band. That's right.
Zach Brown Band. That's who he's friends with.
Zach okay, yeah. My fault. Yeah.
The whole band?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is there more than one person?
I just thought it was Zach Brown being real proud.
The steel guitar is a little standoffish, but other than that.
There's a whole band.
The whole band named Zach Brown.
Everybody in the band's name Zach Brown.
That would be so awesome. It'd be like George Foreman's kids got a band. Yeah.
You can join
George and then George on the drums and George on the trumpet.
George is everywhere.
You're in the band. You have to change your name.
That's true. It'd be kind of tough. You're calling out the names. Yeah. Was it George 1, 2, 3? How did he separate them?
No, I don't think he ever separated them.
Middle name, maybe?
They just had slightly different variations of George as their first name, didn't they?
No, they were all named George.
They were all named George. And then the girls were like Georgina.
I thought it was like a LeBron Brawny situation.
George Foreman kids.
You have like six of them, too, all named George?
Oh, I think there's more than that.
Was there more than six? Is Sean Kemp level here? What are we doing?
12 kids.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a lot of kids.
12 kids, 5 sons, 7 daughters.
That's a TV. Wasn't
George
that a movie?
George Jr., George III, who he...
Oh, he did.
Oh, so he does separate.
He did. Okay.
He called George III Monk, George IV Big Wheel, George V Red, George VI Little Joey.
What was George Jr.'s middle name? Was it Thelonious? No, because Monk. That's usually when a kid's named Thelonious, they nickname him Monk.
It was George III. I don't know. Yeah.
Really? Have you watched American Fiction yet?
I know. His middle name is Edward.
Oh, okay. I wanted to name my youngest Thelonious. Thelonious Coltrane Severe. My wife would not go for it.
Nice. Coltrane is such a cool name.
It is a great name. Miles and the Monk would have been the name of the band they started. Just didn't happen.
I don't get the connection between...
Thelonious Monk is a famous jazz musician.
So he has 2 daughters named Georgetta.
Georgetta.
I thought it was Georgina.
Born of different moms.
Oh, okay.
Of different women.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those boxers did get around.
7 daughters with one and then 3 daughters with another. In the time frame, he named a daughter Georgetta in both of those.
Okay. So, you know, also Evander Holyfield's got a bunch. I don't think they're all from the same woman. Either. I think Evander Holyfield's got a bunch of kids. Not all named Evander, though. That'd be funny.
Be pretty funny.
Yes, I actually went to a, what do you call it? There wasn't a gym, but fitness center in Houston, where it was Evander Holyfield and Lee Haney working out together.
Okay.
You know Lee Haney?
No.
Mr. Olympia, Mr. Universe, maybe, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Brother, big brother. They were hanging out together, and they were lifting weights together. And we were just all just standing there going,
badass.
What the hell?
It's awesome.
One of the strongest looking men in the world, mm-hmm. and Evander Holyfield getting their workout together.
Just crazy. At the gym?
At the gym in Houston.
It's like all running into those NBA players in the summer, just like the random gyms.
Exactly.
All playing pickup.
Yeah. You live in a big city. That happens a lot.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. They got to go out. They got to do things.
They got to get their workout in.
No doubt.
They're going to Cabo or
You see them all the time when the wrestlers come to town. They hit the gym.
I was busy today. What was the highlight of your show?
Probably Dylan Raiola. He was the highlight of my life.
Oh, from the spring game. Okay. I thought something else happened. I missed. I'm like, what happened?
No, I was. We played the clip of Charles Barkley talking about Galveston.
That's hilarious. It's so true.
Incredible.
If you've been there, it's just nails.
My buddy talks about it all the time.
He nails.
Lives in the area. He's like, we're going to go over to Galveston. I'm like, why are you going to do that?
Yeah. We would go all the time. We lived in Houston. We would go.
Yeah,
but if we really wanted to go someplace, we'd go to Pedro. What is it called?
San Pedro?
No, that's not right.
San Pedro?
It's not San Pedro.
I thought it was.
In Pedro Texas? Island. Padre. We go to South Padre.
South Padre.
We go to South Padre, a longer drive, but you don't have to have all that.
I thought there was a San Pedro, Texas.
Dirty water. All that dirty water.
There's a lot of dirty water, man. It's very nasty. But you know what?
In Galveston.
You're living in Houston. It's hot as hell. You want to go to the beach. It's 50 minutes away. So you go. What are you going to do? That's all you got.
If you want to go to the beach.
If you want to go to the beach.
North. Make it for 10 hours. A little colder.
You could do that, yeah.
And then you're still in Texas?
And then you're still in
Texas.
That
is true.
Yeah. You can't get out?
New Orleans is what? 5 hours from
Houston? Five and a half, yeah.
Made that drive once.
Yeah, it goes Houston, then you got Lake Charles, Lafayette, Baton Rouge, yeah. New Orleans, and then two more hours to Mobile, which some people call mobile.
I have never heard anyone call Mobile.
You ever see the movie Red?
Red,
great movie.
They're retired
because they're old. It's Willis and them.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And in the movie, she says mobile. Text. She says mobile. We're going to Mobile, Alabama, and we're like mobile. And then since then, my wife and I hear it multiple times in movies where they say mobile instead of mobile.
Mobile.
I don't know how they make the mistake. No, I don't think so. I think they just don't know. And no one's telling them.
They should probably tell them.
Mobile is
it's the home of the Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a common name.
I know. It's got the Senior Bowl.
It's like knowing it's pronounced San Diego. You know? I mean,
a whale's vagina.
Nice.
Like a whale's vagina.
Yes.
Exactly.
I don't think that's right. Forever, as long as we're alive, people at least of our age group, young Nick here, but
he probably thinks Anchorman is too problematic.
We say one thing.
Oh, okay.
I like parts of Anchorman.
I think two is much more problematic than one. Two goes to that. They had to go a little bit farther.
Yes, they did, but it's hilarious.
They had to go farther.
But it's hilarious.
I wouldn't call it hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
It was not good.
Well, not as good as the original, but at least that part where he's trying to assimilate.
It was not good. It was bad.
But that's the point.
Movie.
That's the point. No, I'm just talking about the point where he's trying.
You and Josh love that movie, though. You and Josh always talk about
Anchorman,
Anchorman 2?
I like it. It's not as good as
Fletcher Lives. You guys talk about it. You're like, Anchorman 2 wasn't that bad.
No,
I'm like,
it's
I don't
not.
Know what you guys are talking.
It's not.
It was really
It's always
bad.
Relative, right, for not bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, definitely bad.
Some people are eating dog food.
There's not.
And they're like, yeah, that bad.
There's no such thing as a sequel in a comedy that's better than
the original. It's really hard to do. You're right.
It's impossible.
Yeah. But it's easier to make one that's okay opposed to one that is really bad.
Right.
Yeah.
In this case, Anchorman did not do that.
Did not do that. Not very good.
Wow. That's terrible.
Okay. They sent us the entire bobblehead collection at Channel 7 when the first movie came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Champkind?
All of
them. They probably did it for all TV stations.
Brick Tamland?
Yeah, all of them. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah. And we had them on the set because I was anchoring that day with Andrew Bredo. And we
were being
the
anchor man.
I was being the anchor man, not anchor lady.
Nice.
It's a scientific fact.
Nice.
Yeah. Again, there's just so many lines from that movie.
It's a great line.
It's incredible how many lines there are from
that movie. I'm guessing people in the TV business quote that as much as people used to in radio quote WKRP.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sure. Yeah.
I'm going to go drop a turkey.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. That was a funny freaking episode.
I thought turkeys could fly. Yeah. I know.
That is one of the great lines to end a show ever.
Would you be Johnny Fever or Venus Flytrap?
Would I what?
Would you be Johnny Fever or Venus Flytrap? Which one would you be?
I'm not cool enough to be Venus.
You could be Venus.
I could not be Venus. Have you seen my
Venus.
Hair?
You ever see Venus? Like without the wig, without the afro, the fake afro?
No, that was his real hair, wasn't it?
Wasn't real hair. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You got to see that.
The show was made in the 70s.
I remember. He was quite a bit of time in New Orleans. Quite a bit of time. And without the mustache, he looked like a geek.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What a revelation. He wasn't actually that cool.
He was not cool. I bet you Johnny Fever was cooler in real life.
Howard Hessman?
I bet he was cooler. I bet.
He probably was. Yeah. He probably was.
But, you know.
But, I mean, it's the characters that they
But played. It was a great show.
It was a great
Loved
show.
The show. Lonnie Anderson was...
amazing.
Yes.
Bailey was amazing.
Bailey was great, too. Bailey, that was the same argument we had with Gilligan's Island. Bailey or... Yeah.
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 Nice.
We had that argument quite a bit. Now you can't have that argument anymore because it's problematic.
It is problematic.
I know.
Which is sad. It's very sad.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. You know, we had an argument during our draft party, this always happens because my buddies are right-leaning. I'm, kind of a centrist. Anyway, we're in argument over the fact that what's the producer guy that ended up getting his conviction overturned in New York?
producer.
Woody
Allen?
No. Just happened the other day. It happened the same day as the draft. And we're arguing over why it got overturned. And they're like, see, so one of those women just lied. I go, you got to read the whole thing. It's because they introduced some evidence that shouldn't have been introduced. Yeah. And the judge didn't say, yes, objection to you. So,
right.
Yeah. But people don't read like all the information.
No.
So because of that, they're like, oh, see, it's probably some woman lying. I'm like, why are you going to that? Why is that where you go first? Mm. But anyway, yeah, that was a part of our night of watching the draft.
Very fun.
Wasn't the
wow,
best
that
part.
Sounds like
wasn't
class.
The best. Wasn't the best part.
That sounds like a great.
Wasn't the best part. Usually it's
that's where you needed
free.
The Falcons to come in and make another weird
stupid pick.
It's like, whoa, no.
Party's back on. Change.
It's like, all right, here we go.
Subject. Come on, Atlanta.
Did you realize they broke a minimum of three records in this draft? Three records broken in this draft.
Four?
Overall or the Falcons?
No, not funny. The overall in the draft.
Well, first 14 picks, offensive. They've never had that many picks.
Well, you could always say, you can just say overall.
Yes.
Fewest defensive players ever drafted in first round.
Yeah.
That.
Was it 21?
We've never had a run of 14 straight at any one position
right.
Or side of the ball.
Either side of the ball. And then you also have never had six quarterbacks and 12 picks.
Correct.
Altogether. Wow. And the Philadelphia Eagles set the record for the most trades in the history of the NFL draft.
How many trades did they end up
like making? Nine?
In this draft.
This draft. Howie was operating like the greatest surgeon in the history of medicine.
Nice.
It was incredible. Moving up, moving down, getting people. You're like, how did he get him too? It was, and I'm sitting there with all Philadelphia fans. So it's me, a Saints fan, and five Philadelphia fans who don't follow college football at all. So I kind of like tell them who people
are.
And they're just like, is this good? I'm like, it's incredible.
What did you tell them about Cooper DeJean?
Well, I had Cooper going to them in the first round.
Yeah.
And so the whole time I'm talking about, well, Cooper. And then, of course, the corner started dropping. And then I moved over to Quinyon Mitchell because I'm like, hey, he's the better guy. He's better than Cooper DeJean. But, and then when it popped up in the second round, everybody went nuts. They all like, that's the guy.
So how surprised were they when they found out he was white?
I told them. Because they set a record, too. They set a record, too, in the draft.
Most white corners drafted.
White corner and white running back.
Yeah.
So they got both, which I don't know. That's
awesome.
Not in this century.
Wait a minute.
Not in this century.
You mean the 1946?
I said not in this century.
Okay.
Yeah, not in this century. But both the guys, I love Cooper DeJean. I think he's awesome.
I do too.
And then the kid from Clemson. I'm a big fan of his too. Great kickoff returner, which is the new thing.
Yep.
New kickoffs.
That's gonna
so you
got to
draft
deal.
Those guys too. And Shipley's a good, solid running back. Yeah. Good draft by them.
Well, we'll have
awesome.
More on the draft and a whole lot more. Connor, thanks for joining us.
Very good.
Connor, appreciate thank you. It. Tell your wife I said she's the best.
I will. Everybody always says that for some reason.
Your wife's pretty
she's
cool.
She's carrying you along, dude.
Thanks for the donuts.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yes, delicious.
See you guys.
Bye. The Grum starts next on 1620 The Zone.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.